This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. Welcome on. This weekend, I have a great lineup. It's International Women's Month, and I have 10 awesome tunes in my playlist by some of Africa and the world's most celebrated female artists, from Mali to the UK to the good old US of A. I've also got a bit of American Music Award news, and then at the back half of the show, I continue to honor women with a beautiful and touching retrospective of the life of American soul singer Angie Stone, who passed away March 1st. Bill Odidi brings the story with a Kenyan perspective. You will also hear throughout the hour various voices from the Voice of America stepping up to the mic to share their thoughts about women right here in the studio. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. We begin in West Africa with the diva of Wasalun, Umu Sangare. Right, that was Wasalun Dom by Umu Sangare. Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Happy International Women's Month. The next two songs are by female musicians, Ivoirian French bassist Manu Gallo, followed by Gambian kora player Sona Jobate. But first, Vincent Makori is here. I've got a question for him about, well, women. Vincent, what is the worst quality in a woman? In one sentence.
Selfishness.
Oh,
That was Lève-toi et groove by Manu Gallo featuring Bootsy Collins. And here's another friend to speak on behalf of International Women's Month. Kwame Ofori, what is a woman?
A woman is God's greatest creation, if you ask me. Because, I mean, I am quite religious, I'm Christian. And when God in the Bible was creating the woman, I think the woman is the only creation where we didn't know how she came about. All we know is God took the rib of Adam. Adam slept, woke up, and there was a woman. So a woman is the greatest mystery on earth. That's what I believe.
I like that, Kwame. I like that. All right. Now, from the Gambia, here's core player, composer, and singer Sona Jobate with her song Jarabi, My Love. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. You just heard Yarabi by Sona Jobate from the Gambia. Happy International Women's Month. I hope you're enjoying the music so far by All Women. Now, before we go on with more music, I have some American Music Award news to share. First of all, South by Southwest, which is a multifaceted conference for creative industries from film to music to festivals, that ran all week, March 7th through 15th in Austin, Texas. And the iHeart Podcast Music Awards happened during that event. Podcast of the year was Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Also, we have the iHeart Radio Music Awards taking place on March 17th in Los Angeles, California. And, you know, those are a pretty big deal. I talk a lot here about the Grammys and other major awards sometimes in Africa, but iHeart Radio is a big deal. In case you're wondering what iHeart is, it's an American freemium broadcast, podcast, radio streaming, and music streaming platform that's owned by iHeart Media. Now, the award show features live performances by Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Glorilla, Gracie Abrams, Kenny Chesney, Mooney Long, and Nelly. And it is hosted by LL Cool J. Next week, I'll fill you in on the top winners. All right, so back to the music now. Here's a great one, People, by Cameroonian-American Libyanka.
From Bamandait, Libyanka. I've been drinking no alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Now, did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody will know the paranoia, oh. Cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well, well, oh, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my
Libyanka with People. Hello, everyone. Guess what? We're going back to my VOA colleagues who are stopping by to share their feelings about women. BMJ.
Hey.
What is the worst quality in a woman?
The ones that gossip, I am not very happy with.
You're not?
No.
How do you say that in Swahili?
Kusengenyana.
How do you say kusengenyana is not good?
Kusengenyana sio mzuri.
Thanks.
I Kampala. Lani huma kukona katika. Leni huma kukona kavava.
Was the fabulous Shoma Josie with the song Shahumba featuring Thomas Chauke. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Now, I have two more songs for you before we move to the back half of the hour, where Bill Odidi brings us a wonderful tribute to the life and the legacy of American singer Angie Stone, as expressed by Kenyans in Nairobi. Then there's more music and fun with VOA Friends, honoring International Women's Month after that. But for now, let's get to these two songs. They're both by UK female singers that just make the world a better place because of these songs. But look who just walked in the office, Adam. All right, Adam, have a seat. All right, Adam, tell us about women.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. What is a woman?
A woman is a creator of life.
You're ruling the way. If
it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Was Hello, of course, by Adele. And before that, we listened to Cherish the Day by Sade. Hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington on the Voice of America. Now, we're at the bottom of the hour, so time for this special report from Kenya.
Hi, Heather Maxwell. It's Bill Odidi here in Nairobi. Now, the month of March is, of course, the International Women's Month, which began with the International Women's Day on the 8th of March, a time to honor the achievements of women the world over in various fields. And music has been such a platform to empower women. We can think of all these amazing female artists through the years. Just 2 weeks ago, Heather put together a tribute on this show to one such icon of music, Roberta Flack, who died on the 24th of February at the age of 88. A few days ago, on the 1st of March 2025, we were all shocked by the news of the tragic passing of another absolutely wonderful American female icon of music, Angie Stone, who died in a road crash in Montgomery, Alabama at the age of 63. Angie Stone was immensely popular the world over. She has a huge fan base across Africa. Her neo-soul style was very influential, especially at the height of her career in the late 1990s and early 2000s. What a period that was. As part of this tribute, we'll hear from a Kenyan singer-songwriter whose style was inspired by that whole neo-soul movement. In fact, his fans gave him the stage name Neo-Soul, as in Anto Neo-Soul. But before we hear his thoughts, how about we check in with a radio presenter of the Kenya Broadcasting Corporation, Angela Muihaki. And she tells us a little more about what made Angie Stone such an exceptional artist.
So who is Angie Stone? Angie Stone is somebody's music that I have listened to and absolutely loved. Angie Stone's legacy is one of soul, storytelling, and timeless music that will continue to inspire. Some of my favorites from Angie Stone are No More Rain, Brother, and I Wanna Thank You. She crafted songs that blend deep emotion with smooth grooves.
Son, I can talk to him 'cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother.
Beyond her own music, Angie Stone's songwriting has had a huge impact in the world of R&B because she also contributed to legends like D'Angelo and Alicia Keys. Her voice, her passion, her impact will remain with us. Angie Stone was and is a true icon, proving that real soul never fades. And we thank her for the gift of music.
Fades. I couldn't agree more with the words of radio presenter Angela Muihaki here in Nairobi, sharing her thoughts about Angie Stone. And now to a Kenyan artist whose style was shaped by the neo soul movement of the late 1990s and early 2000s. The success of that movement was largely down to singers like Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and D'Angelo and, of course, Angie Stone.
Hello, my name is Antonio Soul. I am a singer, TV and radio personality from Nairobi, Kenya. And oh my goodness, what a loss with Angie Stone, such a huge loss. As like my name suggests, Antonio Soul. My fans called me Neo Soul because of the love that I have for Neo Soul and my genre and my style of singing. And you can imagine the impact and the love and appreciation that I have for Angie Stone from digging deep into the crates and getting to know her music, but also most importantly, also getting to know her story. She's a woman who not only sang about the rain going away and no more rain in our clouds, but also uplifting and supporting and validating men with a song like Brother, but also singing heartbreak songs like I Wish I Didn't Miss You. I mean, I have watched her performances online. Oh, yeah.
Favorite Angie Stone song. I love the sample from the classic tune by the OJs. I'm Bilo Didi with a special tribute to Angie Stone, and we're hearing the thoughts of Kenyan singer-songwriter Antonio Soul sharing what the music of Angie Stone means to him.
I love her writing, the effect that she has on hip-hop, being in the first female hip-hop group sequence, to how much her music has been sampled, but also outwardly to how much unfairness and injustice she's faced in terms of her royalties. So she's someone who is a human being through and through, and she's gone through it. And that basically means that she's an inspiration, she's an aspiration. And I know that her legacy will live forever. And definitely, I am still inspired. I absolutely love Angie Stone. And I just wish that she lived a bit longer for us to continue to experience her musicality and her love. And when you now see the impact that she had in music, certain things that we deem about her, and writing music and singing hooks and having other artists sing over her in the songs that she wrote, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And all I can say is, my sunshine has come and I'm all dried up. There's no more rain in this cloud. What goes up must come down. What goes around comes around.
Just love the smooth harmonies that Antonio Soul shared with us as part of his tribute to Angie Stone. And earlier, radio presenter here in Nairobi, Angie Muhaki, was paying her tribute to Angie Stone, her namesake, who will be missed, but her legacy is secure through her timeless catalogue of songs and the many artists she inspired to keep the Neo Soul movement alive. We've been celebrating Angie Stone, a powerful woman who represents all the values that we honor during this month of March, the International Women's Month. I'm Bilo Didi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. Now I hand you back to Heather Maxwell in Washington, D.C. Oh, 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 oh,
Thank you, Bill. And back at the studio, here's this from VOA Swahili's Sunday Shomari. Hey, Sunday. How do you define a woman?
A woman. In the Bible says she came from the side of a man. In life, I would say she is the heart of the house. She holds everything down. A person who cares with tender, loving care, protective, sincere, and everything that a man needs. That's what I'm gonna say, woman is.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah, my anxiety can't shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me. I bounce back, no pogo. Unhappy, no new brands, no logos. Money on my juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
That was American rapper Doechii with Anxiety. That's her new viral single. She released it on March 4th, and the song already has 131 million streams on Spotify, 7.7 million on YouTube, and over 850,000 videos on TikTok that features that sound. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. We're nearing the end of the hour. We have two more songs to go. And you know what? It's International Women's Month. We've been talking about women, listening to music by women all hour long. But I haven't played you my favorite song or one of the songs that I just think of without thinking too hard when it comes to like an inspirational song about women. It goes back to 1972, but had such a profound effect on my mother, my grandmother, and then later for me, I wanted to share it with you. It's called I Am Woman by American singer Helen Reddy. Just makes me so happy listening to that song. Hello, guys. That was I Am Woman by Helen Reddy, recorded in 1972. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, and this is the last song of the hour. And I'm so excited to have one more guest sitting right across from me here in the studio. This is Fiona Nandudu, who sent me her favorite song earlier in the week. We're going to listen to it. Fiona, thank you so much for being on. Tell me about this song, Woman. Why do you love it so much?
I love the message, the general message. I love what it stands for and what it represents, the resilience, the strength, the perseverance, and everything that me as a woman stand for. And I think I just love even the message behind it. Mm-hmm. The time when Juliana produced the song, she had to come out after a great tragedy, and when we all thought, well, maybe she's given up, she had to show us that when everything is down, this is when a woman rises. So I think it did speak to me then, and it still speaks to me.
Beautiful. Now, let's listen to a minute and we'll come back.
We don't know how she always finds a way. The mystery of a woman, a savior in a time of need. The bravery of a woman, in your time of need, she does the deed. The magic of a woman, 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 a warrior is
sing it,
a
Fiona.
Woman, woman. Woman,
a savior is a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Woman, woman.
So
this is really quite inspirational, isn't it?
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. The vocals, the message. I think it's more the message and the fact that in the background there is really not a lot. But I believe Juliana just wanted the message to come out. And I believe she did a very good job. And a few years later, it still speaks to me as a woman. When you listen to the words, like, they speak to you deeply.
Here they are.
Storm can break her bones. She welcomes all her friends and foes. When her spirit's down, she has no time to frown. A warrior is a woman.
Sing it.
Woman. Woman, a savior is a woman, 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 a savior is a woman,
woman, woman, a warrior is a woman, 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 a savior is a woman.
Everyone listening, if you're listening, this is Woman by
Juliana Kanyomozi.
Juliana Kanyomozi from Uganda. We're with Fiona, who's also from Uganda, but here in D.C. And it's a beautiful song. It's International Women's Month, and this is Fiona's favorite song about women. You should see Fiona listening with her headphones on. She's like dancing in her chair in a very peaceful, happy, big smile on her face.
You get lost in that song.
It's really nice.
It is.
Thank you, Fiona. Oh, thanks for helping us celebrate International Women's Month.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait to meet you again soon, hopefully next weekend. And also a big thank you to Bill O'Didi for his beautiful tribute to Angie Stone with his guests Angela Muihaki and Antonio Soul. Also, thank you to everyone at Voice of America right here in Washington, D.C., who contributed to today's questions honoring International Women's Day. That was Vincent McCorry, Kwame Ofori, Adam Theoharis, Daniel Brown, BMJ, and Fiona Nandudu. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also listen to it online at voaafrica.com. Just search for Music Time in Africa or me, Heather Maxwell. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.